Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Lying in the dick, nigga, what's that? What's that? Hit the nigga with the mustache. Fuck that, nigga, took it like a bus pass. Had to catch number 8 just to hop up on the 13. At 15, I was known to drop a 16. 16, when you niggas sound Christine. Which means I'm about to blow Smithereens. Smithereens, oh, you niggas some shit now. Oh, you clowns on the ground, put the mic down. Stop, think, pause, listen up. Let the queen speak, mama about to hit the clutch. Hit the Dutch, hit the white, sippin' Mose. Flip the chest, couple stacks, getting mo' pay. Mo' pay, mo' bags, mo' shiny things. BBS from my chest in the rope train. And I'm on my shit, I can overspin. I got a couple stacks, I'm standing by. Couple stacks, I got the couple stacks. I got the couple stacks, I'm standing by. And I'm on my shit, I can overspin. I got the couple stacks, I'm standing by. Couple stacks, I got the couple stacks. I got the couple stacks, I'm standing by. To hang on the porch, when I block pinks in the shoes and shorts, pop a port, couple dudes in the Porsche, when I cop four, beat down the torch, white girl, some smoke, some snort, brown boy, get lost, get scorched, push pills, get high, get chores, all for the money, it's the last resort, got my niggas from a heyday, the crazy, bitch spitting like an AK, I'm about pay, don't got dollars, you can't get cake, bum ass niggas when I lick off my plate. So late, I'm on that train. Propane, I throw you flames. I'm bad, I can't be tamed. Boss up on my game. Oh shit, got lost for a hot minute. Bounce back, full force, got the top spinning. Run away, black shades and a switchblade. Hair laid, man, really thought a bitch changed. Not in vain, or a brain go against the pain. Not a day go away, did it don't rain. Everybody get wet, that's a show thing. Go hard or go home if you're gonna play. And I'm on my shit, I can overspin. I got a couple stacks, I'm standing by. Couple stacks, I got the couple stacks. I got the couple stacks, I'm standing by. And I'm on my shit, I can overspin. I got the couple stacks, I'm standing by. Couple stacks, I got the couple stacks. I got the couple stacks, I'm standing by.
Yeah. Mr. Never O. The Vixen. Ruby Royal. Shout out to Be More. Side, south side, west side, the counties, shut out the Nap Town, Gardens 20, Robin Wood, by Waters the Bay, all the projects, shut out the DC, my DC cats, my PG County fam, St. Mary's fam, VA, Richmond, let's go.
Welcome, 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 loves. We are here. This is Gossip and Hip Hop. How's everybody doing? What's up, Jersey?
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm so excited. We finally have Roxtil Sins joining us as our special guest. Roxtil, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How y'all guys doing?
We good. We blessed. How you doing, Jers?
You know me. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
So, I don't know if anybody's paying attention, but first of all, before I go into what I want to talk about, I want Roxtil to introduce herself to anybody that's listening that may not know who Roxtil is, but let everybody know who you are.
Well, my name is Roxtil Sins. When I do movies and stuff, I go by Roxtil Liz. My last name, my actual last name is Liz. Half Dominican, half Spaniard, born and raised in the Bronx, New York. Going back and forth between New York and Atlanta doing music, the music scene, it transferred into the acting scene, and from there directing and editing and, you know, anything in the media. I'm that guy, I guess, you know, if you need anything like visuals, you know. Very dark way of looking at things when it comes to videos and stuff like that, so a lot of the people I mess with, they kind of come my direction to get like a darker view on any projects they're trying to put out, you know? So, but yeah, artist, actor, director, that kind of stuff.
Yes, you do it all. I've always been so inspired by everything that you do. And it's so funny, like, playing that Liz was your last name. I actually thought Liz was like your wife and your page was a couple's page. So that's what I thought. It was like Rochdale Liz. I'm dead ass, and I'm sitting there like, oh, well.
I mean, I can understand that. I guess I can see that happening because, you know, I do everything by Rosio Sins. And the reason the Rosio Liz page came up was when I signed on with the agent for acting, she was like, do you want to go by Rosio Sins or what you want to do? And I was like, well, no, that's not going to make no sense. It's like, not no sense, but, you know, I felt like it wouldn't be correct, so to say. So I was like, let me just use my real name, Rosio Liz, and just keep it at that. And she thought all this time that Rosio was like a stage name, and I was like, no, that's my name. And I was like, I know it sounds like some vampire ass name, but that's my name. So then she felt that I need to put that. Appreciate that. But yeah, I said she felt that I needed to put that out. So whenever I do anything revolving around directing or anything acting, to use Rosio Liz and just keep Sins for music. So I was like, all right, so we just run like that.
I think that's dope. Hey, Jersey. Well, I know, yeah. Rox, I know you're not into gossip and stuff, but this is gossip and hip hop. And, you know, I've just come across some things today that's just like crazy, you know, with this Tamar Braxton and Herbert Dahlin, her estranged husband is expecting a baby.
Oh.
Darling, by Laura Donovan. You know, remember Laura from Basketball Wives?
Laura Jovan?
Bitch, yes.
Oh.
That's what the tea is. This is all, honey, this is what I'm hearing. This is what the sources are saying. Tamar posted it on her IG that Vincent's whore reached out to her yesterday. Yeah, so the whore allegedly is Laura.
You know,
Tammy
then said it. She said, you know, Jovan says they don't fuck with them, the little broke motherfucker. She done got her an extra, extra special somebody. Cause Vince,
yeah, Vincent
got
real
nugget.
Special.
He
looks like Play-Doh to me. Vincent is not appealing. I don't care how much money he has. Thing in the world that could possibly, you know, I don't know, do anything for me would be his personality. And obviously, I heard he was a monster. I mean, allegedly. I'm saying this allegedly because this is the stuff that Tamar Braxton mother said on a Ricky Smiley show. But let's go on into Rochdale. Okay, so you're not just a rapper. You're an actor. You're a film director. You do all these things. So what made you, like, want to start getting to directing movies and stuff?
Well, you know, I originally everything started with rap music. After my brother passed, after my brother was murdered, when I was 14, I got heavy into rap music because growing up, believe it or not, I hated music. I couldn't fucking stand music. I'm a curseaholic. Okay, cool. That's awesome. But I just fucking like really hated.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't stand music when I was like 13, 14. Oh, just from anywhere from birth to like 13. I was heavy into video games. And I liked video game music, as crazy as that sound. Like, you know, anything that sounded kiddish,
yeah.
I liked it. Right, you know, so I just hated any music. Like, I guess because I wasn't listening to it. I was just hearing, I just wanted to hear the beat. And when people were talking over it, it's like they were messing it up. So, anyway, make a long story short, after he passed, you know, when you have a loved one pass, you kind of start going through this stuff. And, like, you know, teening, you miss them, so you start touching all their stuff. So I was listening to his music and got into it. Like, you know, I grew up with everything from Prince to Shabba Ranks, KRS-One, L.O.P.J., Africa, Bambaataa. I mean, there's no music that people can talk to me about that I wasn't, influenced by. I'm talking about Cyndi Lauper, everything.
Right.
So got into music from there and then slowly started, like, understanding it, liking it. Started writing to myself, and I was heavy into Tupac, and anyway, but that led into how I started rapping. And the way I got into directing from rapping was that, you know, growing up, technology wasn't so easy to come across like it is now. Now, a kid going to a Best Buy with $500, he gets himself a camera and almost a laptop and some software, he's ready to go.
Right.
And if he has the vision, he can almost put anything he wants together. But when I was doing the hip-hop scene heavy in New York, you couldn't even get a fucking flyer done unless you was ready to cough up like $150. If you just want like your CD cover done. And, you know, so it was like just the cover. That doesn't count like for printing them out. That was just for somebody to design.
Right. Yeah,
and,
it's very easy. Not to cut you off, but it's very easy.
Yeah.
And that's why you have so many rappers and everybody's somebody these days, because anybody can really do it, really, because it's very
exactly.
easy.
Exactly. Like, all you really have to have is, I mean, like I always said, everybody can do it, but everybody's good at it. Like, if you don't have the vision, then you just clearly suck at it. So, you know, that led to that. And then, like, I got tired of being finagled. Like people were sending me on that, like, in a sense of, yeah, you got to pay $150. I'm like, damn. Like, so I got to pay for the studio time. I got to pay for this. I got to fucking pay for this. I'm like, shit, what does it stop? I'm trying to get on. Not fucking go backwards. I know you got to
right.
put money in to get what you want, but, you know, when you're young and you're in the hood and you ain't got shit going on like that, like, you don't know how to come across it. So I looked at, like, the people that was doing it. I felt like I was smarter than them. So I was like, damn, if he's doing it, I could do it too. So I started just looking into Photoshop. And the same thing went on from studios. Like, I was like, if he's producing my record, I could do it too, because this motherfucker, like, he didn't even graduate from high school. So I'm
right.
like, I could do it too. If he's doing it, I could do it too. Fuck that. So I got my own studio. Then I got my own computer program, laptop, started doing my own Photoshop. And then I looked at, a friend of mine was doing videos, and I was looking at it like, you know, same thought, not just this, my friend. I was like, if he's doing it, I could do it too. So I got into the videos, and what separated me from everybody was that, like I said earlier, like, I have a very dark mind. Like I don't want to fucking paint a beautiful picture. I want to paint a disaster. I want to paint
yes,
hell on earth.
I
like,
love it.
Everybody wants to be a fucking beautiful fucking flower. You know, I want to be the concrete you die on. You know, like I like anything that dictates dark. Like, if this was the Marvel world, I'm the Punisher. I'm Batman, so to say. So people came to me a lot for, like, that dark view on videos. I didn't want the girls popping their asses in the video. I was like, nah, man, let's get a chick with horns on her head flying from the sky. Something random that nobody was doing. And
yeah.
every video I filmed felt like a mini movie. And the more I filmed videos, people kept on saying, man, all your videos feel like movies. You should try a movie one day. And boom, that's where it started. I started thinking about it. So I started filming, like, mini movies, short films. Then I kept on getting called for stuff. And the way it got for real was, I forgot the guy's name. I hope he's not listening, because I told everybody to listen. But I told the guy's name. It's going to come to me. But this guy called me up and, like, offered me the first time getting paid to direct something big. And he was like, I don't want you to film it. I don't want you to be in it. I want you to just stand behind the scenes and tell me what to do. And this guy was already doing it. Mind you, he had like $1,000 equipment. I didn't even know who he was. He wanted to pay me to come through and literally direct this film he was doing. So
wow.
We did it. People liked it. It won some awards and some award show in Connecticut that he flew me out to see. I was blown away. Then after that, I kind of was like, damn, like, I could do this. Like, I could really, really do this. And then it just kind
right.
of spinned off from there. And then that's when the acting started. People kept on saying, you should act. And as I got older, I would forever rap. I could be 60 years old, I'll still rap just because I love it so much. But as I got older, people started putting, like, my wife started putting in my head, man, you should act. You got a unique look. You should act. And that's how, from directing, it went into acting. Like, got from behind the camera in front of it. And I'm like an asshole in front of the camera. Like, I like jokes. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. You throw me a check to run around butt naked, I'm going to be like, all right, let's get it. Give me the bag. I'm ready to go. So, like,
we here for
like,
it.
There's no fucking shame in the game. Like I'm like, look, as long as it's not against my morals or some shit like that, I'm like, let's fucking go. And nowadays, people, you know, it's like people want to watch almost anything. So I was just like, yeah, you're going to pay me to do it, fuck it, let's go. You know, because I don't feel like I'm out of place with it. But I'm not saying I would do anything, but, you know, it's like, I'm a character, so it's like.
You like the idea of shock and doing something different than what people, you know, do all the time or expect.
Yeah, you know, like you said it perfect. Nowadays, everybody's a fucking star. Everybody's a fucking star. It's like, I can't go nowhere, and I meet somebody, I shake their hand, and, you know, okay, oh, yeah, I'm in this. I'm like, what do you do? I rap. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, what do you do? I act. I'm like, oh my god. Yeah. And it's like, once you let them get a whiff of your asshole, it's like, oh, you do this too. Oh yeah. And then all of a sudden, they want you to help them with their reel. They fucking want you to help them take pictures. And I'm always like, yeah, I'll do all of that. What a check. God damn it. Like, where's the check? Like,
right.
I missed the part when we were friends. And even the friends got it paid. They might get a discount. But fuck, like.
Right.
And when you hit them with the, you know, I'm always looking at, like, if I was an amateur, like, in the beginning when I was first coming up, I would look out for people. Like, I believed a lot. I use the word believe in past tense. I believed a lot in help people trying to grind because you never know who's going to get on. You know,
that's
like,
true.
Help this guy, he might
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I believed in that phrase at one point a lot. Now it's, like, very vague because it's, like, if you keep doing it like that, you're going to help the whole fucking world because everybody
And
lives.
You're going to be right where you are. And then,
right.
And then nobody else won't sit up here and be like, oh, hey, buddy, I remember when you helped me. Let me help you. No,
right. And then I started noticing, like, I just really started noticing, like, my wife was like, you should try something different. Like, really focus all your energy on you and see who's still around. That's why you see so much content with me involved. Like, I put all my peoples on, but that's why you've been seeing. Go ahead.
Speaking of content, we want to get into this record, Under the Light. So we're going to go into break and play Under the Light, darling. It's gospel and hip hop. Let's go.
Let's do it. Can you raise the beat up a little and turn the lights off? Yeah. What? What snare you with me? Know what we talking about? Okay. Okay. Put me up a little bit in the headphones. Okay. I run around my city underneath the lights so they miss me. Holding on to that milli, keep a full clip till they get me. Till they get me. No way out like I'm Diddy. We bad boys and we bad toys, they ain't effing with us like 50. Baby girl, I'll be around, just make sure that you ready. Hit that quick trip, you get quick dick, get whipped quick, I'm deadly. Frank the Corp, he done told me, never try to impress them. Leave them up in that cloud atlas, no circle, don't stress them. Bitches, we undress them, run the train, yeah, we bless them. Bitch niggas, we press them, they act lost, we address them. Never let them see you sweat, but I turn up for a check. If they ever wanna lose their life, tell them place it best. How many ways can we do this? 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 Got my top down in my city, pop round in my city. You drop down in my city, you get chopped down in my city. Got my top down in my city, pop rounds in my city. You drop down in my city, you get chopped down in my city. I never stop for suggestions, don't got time for no questions. Too young, don't take a guessing, but I'm too old to be stressing. They testing my patience, I've been waiting. Double crossing my sayings as they taking loss of their faces. Catch me in them places, shoes on with no laces. Females different races, I love them all and I taste it. I taste it, I like it, I bite it. She left you, don't fight it. She cook good, my wife ain't. I don't play with that foreplay. Leave your phone by the doorway. I hear your man in the hallway, but he's been there like all day. Knocking, trying to break my door down. We breaking them headboards now. My legs weak, might fall to the fucking floor now. Got the champagne on ice. I've been everywhere twice. Got trigger full of them dice. While we placing bets on your life, my family upgraded from Camrys. Haters damn, they just can't breathe. Can't we just can't be so damn free? How many ways can we do this? 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 Got my top down in my city, pop round in my city. You drop down in my city, you get chopped down in my city. Got my top down in my city, pop rounds in my city. You drop down in my city, you get chopped down in my city. Your ass on that sofa, never taking an Uber, I send over that Range Rover.
dim the lights. Then I grab your hair, bend over. I've never been the type to really bang you out while I'm sober. It takes over me, turns me to an animal. Then I bust you open, turn my ass into a cannibal. Eat it out, speak it out. You had a long day, beat it out. It's things like this, I'm leaning all up on you, so we even now, leave it now. Champagne, take away that damn pain. That fine wine make you unwind. That vodka, root shaka, she vodka, she calls me. Demands me, cause that brandy makes her handy. That she can't get, cause her hands be all on me. Can't stand me, you understand me?
Yes, we hear gospel hip hop. That was Roxelle Sin, Under the Light. I loved it. Hold on, let me take a sip of my drink. What do you think about that record, Jersey?
Well, first and foremost, you know what I always do. I'm sitting up here, you know, whether it be SoundCloud, that piff, or whatever, wherever I can find some good music, a reference, something that I can listen to see where it's been. Oh, excuse me, and how far you have come along. And
isn't he amazing?
Oh, my. Oh, my. Like, I'm still scrolling. I'm still scrolling. The first
one thing
foremost,
about Roxelle is he has a broad range of sound. Like, you know, some people just stick to certain subjects or certain lanes, and his music is very broad. His vision, you know, you can hear it and see it, of course, because he does a lot of videos.
Like, what I like about one of the videos you did, the course, 7 days and two nights, with 7 days
mm-hmm.
and two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so dope. It's not, and it's one of the songs, one of these songs where you could literally, like, if you want, get up, twerk, or whatever. But the visuals for the video is just dumb awesome, because it's none of that. It's none of the, you know, get up and twerk. It's, you know, for anybody who has not seen that video, yes, it is on YouTube. And make sure you go ahead and check that out, because if you don't, you're stupid and you're tripping. The visuals on that video is awesome. It's awesome. It's dumb awesome.
I appreciate that a lot.
Right. I'm just, look. Right now, I'm up here trying to zoom and tune in to this hungry freestyle that you did to Fergie's joint.
Yeah, that Fergie beat.
Oh, I forgot this. I'm like hungry freestyle. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So
yeah, I ran
like,
into that beat, and I was like, oh, I got to rap for this one.
I thought she was saying she's hungry for more. That's what I thought. I didn't know.
I got so much right now. I am hungry for more, of course. more music. You don't want to see an artist come out, and they just put out one song, and they just be one-hit wonders. And you got to tell them more music, because what else they going to do?
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, that video was a trip to film.
It looked fun, actually. It looked fun. I'm not sure how you guys were able to do the visuals and everything. But
which
man,
one? 7 days.
Yes, I was just.
You
like,
know that video wasn't even filmed here. That video was filmed in Sweden. In Stockholm,
wow.
Sweden, and London, that whole video. A lot of people don't know
that's
that.
That's essence
like,
you're feeling.
That's
yeah,
tough.
It
that's
was crazy.
Tough.
Like, the guys on that song, The Corp,
mm-hmm.
the amazing artists that live out there in Sweden, and they wanted to do a song. I know them through some friends, and they were like, hey, man, I love your music. I want you to do a song with you. Like, do that Spanglish thing you do. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yes.
So
we got
the beat.
Yes.
We did it. And it's funny because the song is like 2 years old. And
it came out in 2015.
Yeah, I think the song came out in 2015. The video came out last year, 2016. Oh, no, I'm mm-hmm. lying. The video came out early 2017.
Oh.
And I think so. And I could be wrong. It's just, all I know is that the video, we didn't film it until like 2 years later because we were just sitting on the song to the point that we didn't know what we wanted to do with it so bad that we just sat on it and, like, kept on thinking so much that we forgot. And then one day,
wow,
I was like, I got this idea for this video, and I mentioned it. And it was like, yo, why don't we do that idea to 7 days and two nights? And it tripped me out how we completely forgot about the song. And I was like, oh, shit, you're right. So then it was in Sweden and whatever, and they came up. They basically, everything I was saying I wanted to do, they was like coming up with the resources. You know, the girl in the bathtub,
wow,
this and that, all this craziness. And I was just like, yeah, let's do it. And like the cemetery
basically,
and the nun.
Basically, whatever
with the,
you need, you let us know. And
amazing.
We got everything together. The girl in the mask, I don't know if you can see, because the video's going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm rapping on the red couch, there's a girl in a skull mask. That's my wife, actually, in the mask. Like,
wow.
Ask me, who's the girl in the mask? I'm like, oh, my wife. And it's like, if you know my wife, she's like the nicest, innocent person like in the planet. It's like, I don't know,
oh,
if it's funny. Right. You would never think it's her. Like, you know,
so
you meet her, she's like,
expect.
Hi, very nice. Like, all my friends are always like, I don't see it. And so you hang out with her, then you see it. Like, she gets crazy when we're together. But, yeah, a lot of people are not aware the girl in the video is, like, her and stuff like that. So it was a fun video. It was a crazy experience.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope.
What do you think about the current state of America?
America?
Yes.
That was like
the
a super
United
question.
States.
I'm like, America?
Right. The United States.
Yeah,
the
United
the
States, not... Yeah,
because
49
only
South
controls the United States.
I mean, there's so many ways to answer that question. I mean, now if you're talking like people itself.
Not people. We're talking politics. We're talking
politics. Okay,
you know,
I mean,
the
direction
it's going,
you
know. And yeah.
I mean, I'll put it like this, and some people may feel that I'm too real about it, I guess, and too lethargic about it. It's like almost everything going on is terrible. Don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, fucking everything. Even things people don't see. You know, like, there's certain things that's in our face. And then there's things that you kind of, like, run into that's happening in different places that wasn't really broadcast on a very high scale. But everything from, like, who our president is to the cops killing black people, just cops killing, period. And, you know, everything going on is out of control, but... Honestly speaking, I'm not surprised. I'm one of those people that I don't believe it's gonna get worse before it get better. I just feel like it's gonna get worse. Like, there is no better. Like, I truly believe that. I really feel like we're on a time clock, and all this shit is just gonna go to fucking shit sooner or later. Like, because if you think about it, from when things were as good as you can think back, when they were kind of good, let's say, till now. Nothing's getting better. Like, nothing. It's like right when you think it's reaching a certain point, like, it seems like it's getting better. Like, you know, Barack Obama was in office. That was great. That was beautiful. But, you know, after he came and he left, like, nothing really changed after it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not saying that he did a bad job.
That everything that he done or anything that he was trying to do, at the end of the day, it got taken right off the plate.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
And I knew that was going to happen. Like, it was like, you know, you can't change a lifetime of chaos in 4 or 8 years. It's just not going to happen.
Nope.
So, granted, him being there was a beautiful thing, and I even predicted it to myself. I was like, if he, you know, when Barack was going up for presidency, I said to myself, and I told a lot of people, and I would get into arguments with people. To this day, I get into arguments. I always said, it's a setup. This is just me. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist person, type of person, but I'm just saying,
right.
I feel like it's a setup. Barack
it's
is
like a little situation.
Yeah, it's like, he's like hope for us, but behind him is a punch in the face. As soon as he gets out the way, it's a punch in the face coming. Be ready for that
right.
punch in the face. And what we get. We go from, like, yes, a black president, to, like, the craziest president we could possibly have.
Right, at the present moment.
Yeah, it was, like, the extreme was, like, insane. Like, how left field. Everything went the minute this man got put in power. You know what I mean? It was just, I knew he was going to win. I knew Donald Trump was going to win. I just knew he was going to win. I had no doubt in my mind that he was going to win. I felt bad for people when they thought he wasn't. I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't want him to win. I'm not trying to say like I was gung ho him.
Yeah, but
I didn't want him to.
Some people didn't believe it would happen.
I knew it was going to. I was like, and it's our fault too, in a way. I blame it on us a little bit too, because, for example, when you see not you but people, the majority, we see something on Instagram or on YouTube or whatever, and it says World Star. What do? You instantly click it because you're curious who's getting fucked up. What bitch is tripping? What these motherfuckers is doing? You flock to the misery. You flock to the negativity. People love it. So when you got it happening on national TV with a guy that was on national TV, he is known for being an asshole. The opinion on what he's doing ain't going to change people's perspective. They still want to see the negativity.
Yeah.
So he had the media on his side. So the minute this man ran up for president, no matter how much dirt it pulled
the
up,
the media is helping him. Whether the media is helping him and hindering him at the same time,
it's true.
Plain
it's
and
true.
Simple.
But
the
no matter how much it hinders him, we still gonna get the short end of the stick, though. As minorities, especially, we're still gonna get the short end of the stick. But I blame it partially on us. And then everybody else, because if we never fed into negativity, then I'll be like, something's wrong.
Nope. Here's where I blame us. I blame us for not being as caught up within our own community about who we put in office in our own community, because who we put in office in our community ultimately is going to be the ones pulling all of these strings, sitting up in the house, and everything like that. We do not get involved in our community. We do not get involved with our senators. We do not get involved with our Congress people the way that we should. And if we did that, we wouldn't be in this messed up and fucked up ass situation. Instead, because something goes good for a short amount of time, we forget about every fucking thing else. And it's everything else that's fucking us up because we're not paying attention to it.
Very true, but
I agree.
We're going to get into this next record called Pulse. Can't wait to hear this. We on Gossip and Hip Hop.
Telling me to never quit, telling me I gotta get it that I'm gonna win, telling me I gotta give, never let it miss, cause it really you're believing, Raziel sins, can't let them down, gotta go another round, if I ever let them down, gonna take off the crown, if I take off the crown, lay it on the ground, somebody else gonna set fire to my town, can't let it happen, nunca me pasa, baby girl clapping, never mi casa, fuck racism, we all like one raza, mix it up, baby girl, up in the dasa, make them feel the truth when I'm up in the booth, reaching for my boot if you trying to shoot. Never been a fool, so I take him to school, so I do what I gotta do to keep it on move. See me on the block, never ducking them cops, cause I got home my work chilling in different spots. If you're gonna do it, then you gotta do it right, cause the police wasn't shots, never gonna fight. Got your lady calling me just for the night, but I gotta turn her down, put it back on the flight. Gotta turn her down, cause I got things to do, if there was nothing left to do, she'd be the first thing I do. Then you got lucky, luck of the draw, better get it right before I'm up in her drawers. Better get it right before she's touching the door, cause the nigga hit it right, she bust a nut on the floor. Yeah, I'm kinda nasty, never been classy, how you put it past me, keeping her panties. Every time she asks me, can I be fancy, I gotta get ghost just like Tom Clancy. Got too solid. been the type to really give up. Front row seat, I gotta sit up. God is watching me, I gotta live up. If I let him down, pick the shit up. Everywhere I go, it's like a tough time. Can't let no one get above mine. If I really do it like enough times, I might give the haters like a rough time. Gotta keep it real with every move that I make, and I gotta keep it now in every lose that I take. Never been the type to bend the rules that be fake, but I never listen when I let the booze take its place. Everybody know me like I've been around the world, but they never see me like I never been around a girl. If you ever see me ever chill around your girl, then I promise you that's not really chillin' for her curl. I'm crazy, I'm shady, oh baby, don't play me. Cause I've been here for like a lifetime. I plan to strike like at the right time. I keep it straight like I hit a white line. Hand me the beat, I got the right rhyme. Never been the type to really back up. If I hear a beat, I rip the track up. If you ever see me in the streets, just know I got the peace vibe, never blow a slap up. Everybody in here know me very well. Won't catch me in the sub, man, they call me Raziel. Never been the type to give info, even if it's tempo. Never been a snitch, but you info.
Yes, that was Pulse by Roxelle Sims. We back. Darling,
yeah.
The 60th annual Grammy Award Show is going to be actually early this year. You know, it changes every year. It's going to be January 28th. And Cardi B is nominated for 2 Grammys, Best Rap Song and Best Rap Performance. Mm-hmm. Of course, both for Bodak Yellow. But the reason why I bring up wasn't really to give her a hand clap, which I do, but I love Cardi, but... Darling, have y'all been hearing about this Offset cheating and there might be a baby and it's a whole mess with that thing. I knew it was going to be a problem.
What is up with everybody just cheating and then popping out babies? Just baby, baby.
My thing is, I just feel like, you know, much love to Migos, much love to Cardi, but I just feel like Cardi should focus on Cardi. I don't think marriage and all that, it's just, this is not the time. You know, this is your moment and you better use it now. You know, and dealing with these guys is always just, it's just really horrible, darling. And she's going back and forth. You know, Cardi, she's really a hood girl, you know, and she's going back and forth with this girl, Dream Doll, from Love and Hip Hop. Is it New York? Love and Hip Hop, New York?
I think so.
Darling, yeah. I think, yeah, I mean, I skim in and I skim out. It's not really too many people I know on that show, but you got Dream Doll, and she's a rapper, I guess. I don't know if y'all just seen a new video she put out. Dream Doll.
Okay, you better tell me 29. That's what I'm going to be. Everything nice.
I mean, she looks
about.
Great. I mean, in the video, her new music video, she looks just like Nicki Minaj. So, I mean, that's Nicki's daughter. But, you know, Cardi is beefing with Dream Doll. And Cardi pretty much says she wanted smoke, and Dream Doll was paying it. But Dream Doll has a stylist named Khalil, this little butch queen or whatever. I don't know, but. You know what it gives with the stylist, but he was here for the shit. And, you know, he let Cardi know, darling. He said he wanted smoke. If you want smoke, I want smoke, what it is. And Cardi sent her address. She said, nigga, we in the Bronx right now, so come on out. And, you know, nothing else happened after that. But it's just, I don't know. It's interesting, but at the end of the day, Cardi has to understand she doesn't have to really prove anything to anybody. And it's always going to be somebody that's going
to
try to,
she don't have,
you know, benefit.
Anything to Dream Doll, okay? Because
right.
Dream Doll is not, she ain't put out no Bodak Yellow. She ain't got none of that out right now. Right now, she just need to be humble, because where she at, She trying to be in Cardi B's shoes. She trying to have Cardi B status. Let me tell you, ever since motherfucking Love and Hip Hop and Cardi B came the fuck out, it's like it shouldn't be called Love and Hip Hop. It should be called, like, these hoes is talented. Like, for real. Because
it should be called Trying to Make It in Hip Hop. That's what it should be called.
Yeah.
Instead of Love and Hip Hop.
Because I'm going to tell you, no, these hoes is talented because some of them bitches are hoes, okay? While they sitting up here talking about this person, talking about that person, blah, 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 it's like you trying to get the same career that this girl got. What was you beefing with her for? She came from the same platform you came from, Love and Hip Hop. She getting bigger checks from Mona Scott because she was on the damn show. Just because people are going back and rewatching the seasons that Cardi B is in. Stop it, Dream Doll. Her check
she could never.
And Dream Doll, let me tell you something. The only reason why the Dream Doll is relevant is because of that stupid ass damn song, Talk to Me Nice. Talk to Me Nice. Everything nice.
I never heard that song.
Right. I'm telling you, look it up because it's there. Okay, and the only
she looks great. That's the only thing I can say. She looks good.
She looks great. Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah,
that's a Safari new boo and everything like that. According
to
the show,
Safari.
Yeah, that's his new booty. That's his new booty or whatever. And my thing is, at the end of the day, I just don't see why they sitting up here beefing with this girl. At the end of the day, she came from the same platform. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. If I'm trying to make it in this music shit, and you used to do the same shit that I'm doing right now, and you where you at, I'm not trying to beef with you. I'm trying to sit down and motherfucking pick your brain and get as much motherfucking information in and learn some shit. And opposed to sit up here and beefing with you ain't going to do shit but get me followers, bruh. I don't need followers. I need a bigger bag.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Roxelle, if you don't mind me asking, what ethnicity are you?
Me, my mother's Dominican and my father's from Spain. And I was born in the Bronx.
Oh, you were born in the Bronx. Okay, I didn't know if you was born in the state or not. That was supposed to be my question.
Yeah.
What do you think about? I mean, I was going to ask you about what do you think about deportation and all things, honey, because Trump is fierce and he's coming for all the girls. My grandfather is from Puerto Rico, and I don't know, he might just dig up my bloodline and send me out too. So it's no shame.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it sucks all around. I mean, how do I say it without sounding fucking crazy? I'm not with any of it. So please don't take what I say the wrong way. But if people are here, if people are here hypothetically illegally, so to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can hear me. Like here illegally, like they came under the system,
yo,
and they get paid under the table. I mean, I'm not saying that they should be sent back. I'm not saying that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying anything like that, but. If that's what has to be done, I understand, like, you didn't have permission to come here. Like, my mother, for example, my dad, they came here legally. So they got their papers, they paid their dues, they paid whatever the fuck they had to pay, and they came here with nothing, and they just went from the ground up, you know, even though they paid, they were here legally, they still had to hustle. Getting here was, like, the easy part for them, so to say. Then when they got here, they had to hustle from the ground. They ain't know nobody, you know. I mean, you know how that whole story goes when people from another country come here.
Yeah.
So, deporting, again, like I said, I'm not with any deportation, but deporting people that are here illegally, I don't agree with it, but I understand the United States system point of view on it. You know what I'm saying? I get why and what they're saying. Like, it's gotten out of control. It's not like we have a few immigrants here illegally. We have a lot, whether it's Hispanic or Africans or Indians. It's a lot.
Right.
And, you know, so for the people struggling to really get their families over here the correct way, for people that are here the correct way and are still struggling or still trying to do their thing, the illegal system makes it harder. You know, white people, no offense to white people, I'm just making a fact or a point. white people say things like, oh, they come here and they take our jobs because they work for free,
right.
They work for cheap. Okay, but understand this too. It's not just you being affected. For example, like let's say my mom or even me being Hispanic. Joe Blow that's here illegally and is willing to do the job for $5, but I want $15, he's taking the job from me too. You know, technically speaking,
right.
So it doesn't, they look at it like,
it
oh, yeah, people just, yeah, it ain't just only affecting white people. It's affecting anybody
you
that's
know they
here.
Like to make it about them, though.
Say again?
They just want to make it about them.
Oh, yeah. You know how that goes. You know, not all of them, but yeah, the ones, the bigots that want to make it about them, they don't get it. They don't understand. It's like, yo, I understand that you're upset that this guy is taking a job from you. Okay, first of all, you're not going to fucking sweep up this whole building for a check because you're too good for that. So I don't know what job you claim he's taking from you. You know, y'all want all the office jobs, but the little jobs that these guys are struggling to get, you claim that was a job you want all of a sudden. But for example, just keeping it on Hispanics for 1 second, like I'm Hispanic and this guy's Hispanic. I'm legal and he's legal. If you feel like he's taking a job from you, then how should I feel? Like, he took the job from me too. But you don't
right.
see me tripping about it. So that's what I mean. Like, I get the system on why they want to crack down on it. Now, all this bullshit about no matter if you're here legally or not, you going back and we're going to fucking go. I'm like, that's crazy. That's just fucking crazy talk. You know, but again, like I said, right. I'm like, technically, if that's the case, then the Indians and everybody like that was here first, Trump need to pack up his shit and go to wherever the fuck country that you don't actually own back. Go back there.
Right.
You know, so it's like, it's funny, you know, we could have this conversation forever, you know, who was here first, who came, who stole what, who killed who raped
who.
Well,
we know who was here first, the Indians and the
yeah,
white
exactly.
people stole it. Not the white
right,
people,
and
the
you're
Spaniards.
Right.
Was it the Spaniards? Yeah,
it was the Spaniards, and it's crazy because I'm half Spanish. Every time I have that conversation, I'm like, oh, so it's your people stole it from your own people. I'm like, well, yeah.
No,
right.
It's Indian.
I'm like,
I mean,
yeah, when you look at it like that, I should
like
beat myself up.
There was a lot of that going on.
But, you know, back then, though, this is why I tell people a lot. Back then, the Spaniards were almost considered like Europeans. So it wasn't like, I'm not saying it's changed, but now when you tell some, when back then, when you read in the history books or what they teach our kids now, we were taught. When they mention the Spaniards, it's almost like they put them in the realm of white people because they were from Europe, Europeans.
Exactly.
But now you think Spaniards, you really think Hispanic people.
No,
you know, it's,
they
like, it's almost
Hispanic.
Like the
they were,
perspective.
They were white. They were fair-skinned. They were fair-skinned.
No, yeah, they were white. Yeah. But
noises.
Now, but nowadays, when you think about it, you think, oh, I'm from Spain. You don't think white no more. You think, oh, he's Hispanic. But I'm like, yeah, I'm Hispanic. You know, like, my dad was Hispanic, but technically Spain is located towards Europe. So if you want to go as far as the books are telling us, then Spain
yeah,
is still kind of white people into a certain way. You know, it's all misconstrued that. That's why I told you in the beginning of the conversation, like, with all of it going on, it's like nobody's technically, I mean, there are people that's wrong and there are people that's right. But, I mean, the fight has become so crazy. There's too much dirt, too much damage done that it's almost like it's impossible to believe in my mind and heart that it can be fixed. You got people that refuse not to be racist. I think it's like they don't know how to even begin to think on how not to be racist.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's people that could kill somebody right now because they're so angry about everything going on and think nothing about it. So
yeah.
I honestly believe that the human race is so fucking far gone. Now, get me wrong, there's tons, millions of good people. Millions.
That's because of good, you know, a lot of people that do live, you know, in that kind of mind frame, they just really want to believe that they're a superior race, but they're not. You know, but they really want to believe that. They don't want to let that go, that they're the supreme. And it's like, really, you're not. Even when you break down to the genetics of everything, it's just not. You know, y'all just stole everything and manipulated and lied.
There is a complete documentary on YouTube where geneticists try to sit up here and figure out who the hell Adam was from Adam and Eve. And they've gotten all of this DNA from all different types of people from all over the world, tracing them back to Genghis Khan, so on and so forth. Here's what I want. I would love for a geneticist to pick one of the most prominent members in the Ku Klux Klan and have and get their complete DNA and their whole genetic line and come to find out that they're black. I swear to God, it would fuck so many motherfucking people up.
Yeah.
I would love to see that shit. I would love it. I would love to see some shit like that. They'll probably shut it down
before it gets to the public.
But you know
right.
what? And it's crazy how information gets put out every day about what goes on in this world, not just this country, in this world. Information gets put out daily, and you only see people post, you know, oh my gosh, 49 went on Twitter and he said this, but they don't sit up here and post about how many bills have just been signed off by the House, how the House just sat up here and rewrote the damn tax credit and all for the tax credit shit, and how if we as a country don't get ourselves out of debt in a certain amount of years, our taxes are going to go higher.
Yeah.
Very true.
So those are the things that people are not paying attention to. You want to sit up here and talk about, oh, his toupee flipped up and we seen the whole middle part of his head. Like, no, who gives a fuck when you got all of these other stuff that's coming out and people are not paying attention to the shit. It's like when information comes out, it's all on how it's distributed. It's all on how we make people listen. How we make people listen is by reposting, keeping them informed, keep talking to people about it, showing them what's going on hour by hour. But when you don't have people who listen, who sit up here and want that information, after a while, you say, fuck it, and you stop putting it out.
Yeah,
well,
right.
I think a lot of it is confusion because, you know, you have a lot of lies and a lot of facts. So it's like people don't know what is real and what ain't, you know, because you have the conspiracy theorists.
The reason why people don't know what's real and what ain't because they're not really informed. They're not doing their job by sitting up here researching, paying attention what's going on, paying attention to the facts, understanding that just because Trump just said some bullshit that everything else is fucking important too, because the only reason why he said this bullshit so that everybody wasn't paying attention to every fucking thing else, so that everything else can get passed, so everything else can move the fuck around and move smoothly while we still up here talking about his fucking toupee and why he ain't getting any damn money, why his skin ain't neutralizing or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're paying attention
to the wrong shit.
I definitely agree. But Roxanne, what do you have coming up? What do you got planned for 2018?
There's a few things we got coming off the ground, and there's a few things that's already in motion. Things already in motion. You can see me January 5th on Amazon Prime. There's a movie called Greed. It's called Greed, Heavy Lies the Hand. Oh, Heavy is the Hand. Yeah. I'm sorry. Greed, Heavy is the Hand. It's produced by 480 Films. Great company. I've worked with them a few times. They call me all the time when they work on projects. It's pretty cool. But that comes out January 5th. Let me see. Hold on. January 5th, you can buy the DVD at Walmart, Best Buy, and Amazon. And I think it's like January 7th. I think January 7th, you can actually stream it for free on Amazon Prime if you're a Prime member. So, like that. So, definitely check that out. I'm in this character called Alexander Gold, this asshole of a corporate owner and people trying to rob me, all this stuff. It's pretty cool. I haven't seen it myself. So, like, I always tell people, like, hey, maybe cancel no questions. I don't know. Like, I came into the project. I got lucky. Like, my character was added onto the project later, and it gave him a pretty big role. So what everything else was happening, I wasn't aware of. I just know the parts I did. I kind of have an idea, but like that. But that's coming out January 5th. Towards the end of the year, it's another movie called King of Kings. I don't know if you saw me advertising that time to time on Facebook. It's an MMA movie, which is coming out, if I'm not mistaken, on Netflix and Amazon. When, I don't know, but I can let you know. And then there's one more project that called Lock and Key that will as well be on, it'll be a Netflix original, I believe, a series, like a, you know, like a TV show.
Word.
I'm like on 3 episodes of that, and I don't know exactly when, but it's this year that comes out. So that's things that's already going, things that I got cooking, so to say. Mistakes and Monsters, which is a series that I'm trying to push to Netflix and other networks, Hulu. We're just about done with that, which is pretty cool. It's like 15 episodes, all directed by me. It was a headache. We were filming the whole entire year. Got that coming out. We got the free YouTube show that we put out for people. It's called Unplugged. The Unplugged Episodes, that's what it's called. The Unplugged Episodes. We have the episode 4 on YouTube, which you can check that out. It's a comedy show. It's just wacky, wild-the-fuck-out comedy. And we put that out for free for people to kind of give them content. It's shot very clean, audio, visuals. It's fun. It's crazy. And, you know, those are the things I got cooking, so to say. And then the scripts in my hands that I don't know what to do with yet. So that's as far as movies that I'm putting out. And, you know, my agent, I'm constantly on auditions. So hopefully something will kick in there as well. And then with the music, I have to put out Chimera Volume 2, which is a mixtape I dropped last year, Part 1. I'm going to put out Part 2 and get that out of the way. Then I'm going to do – I'm calling it my last album, but, like, my last album in the sense of, like, the last body of work I'm going to collectively put together as far as music, like,
right,
as a whole entire project, so to say. I'm not going to do – albums no more, nothing like that. Yeah, I got music on Spotify and iTunes and all that, but as far as putting out an album, I'm not going to do it no more. I'm going to just do one crazy solid one. I've been working on it for a while. And after that, I'll do, like, you know, features and singles here and there, but making an actual album, I'm not doing anymore. I'm going to kind of dedicate all my energy into the acting world and the directing and writing and developing other people
amazing.
As well.
No, that's open.
It,
let us know, darling. Let us know, honey, if you need any extras. Me and Jersey, we actually have acting skills, you know. Because
no, I'm sure you guys. You guys are awesome.
I did a little something back in the day. It was kind of like a commercial. I was 5, but I was good. So I know that, you know, we can emote that.
No, I follow all your work. I mean, I know you seem like it, but I follow all your work. I think you're hilarious and you got great personality. So no, I already know you could do your thing behind the in front of the camera. Are you guys in Atlanta? I always get confused on where you're at.
Well, we're in different spots. I'm in Baltimore. Jersey's
you're in Baltimore.
Are you in Philly or in Texas right now, Jersey? Hello, Jersey. I think Jersey's in she's in Philly right now for the holidays, but she lives in Texas. But
okay. I don't know why I was under the impression you was in Atlanta.
No, I live in Baltimore. Well, I actually live north of Baltimore. Yeah,
okay.
East Coast. But before we go, I want to make sure you tell everybody all your social media handles, where can they find you, and all the things.
Yeah, everything is all the same thing. Raziel Sins, RAXIELSINZ. That's from Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pornhub. I'm playing. you know, any site. any site that you can make a site on, Devo, Vimeo, whatever it's called, Twitch, anything you can make a site on, I'm on it as Raziel Sins. And, yeah, just look me up there. And mostly Instagram, though. Instagram is like the main source. But, yeah, you go there, and I got a lot of things going on. And anybody that want to do some work or feature anything I'm doing, participate in it, help out, you know, always working every day. I'm looking for, I just came today right before this phone call. So I was asking you, what is it? What time was it exactly? I was doing a photo shoot with some people. Then we wound up doing a music video in the process and then doing another video. It was just supposed to be a photo shoot.
Always working. I think that's
so
cool.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Yeah. If you're ever in Atlanta or Florida, or if I'm ever on that side, we definitely got to do something, like, you know, just let me know. You know, I see you on Facebook and everything. So we'll definitely stay in contact like that. But yeah, always doing something, you know. Try to get that bag until we get to the top, then we can bring all our peoples up.
Right. That's always the point. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on, and also wish you and your family a happy new year. We want to wish everybody a happy new year, because it's the
definitely
last show in 2017.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we're going to end the show. We're on our way, darling. Right. We love New Jersey. Anytime you got something coming on, you want to come up, let us know, darling. You always welcome.
Appreciate it.
But we're going to close the show on out. I'm trying to get my fingerprint on it because we got this record by Dale. Is it Dale Mommy featuring Mr. DeMello? We're going to go out with that.
Dale Mommy, actually. Dale Mommy, sorry.
Oh, say that again.
Dale Mommy. That's like Hit It Girl
Dale
in Spanish.
Dale.
Oh, Dale Mommy.
Dale.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Well, we're about to get into it. We're going to close the show with that. But once again, thank you so much for coming on. We love y'all guys. Y'all have a great holiday. Until next time, we so out. Gossip and Hip Out.
That's going to be safe.
Oye, dímelo. Dime.
Mira.
Que lo quiero.
Y todo no grita. Oye, yo no oigo pista.
Yo soy.
La verdad, ¿dónde está el juez?
Dale la visa.
Ven pa' abajo, linda chica, que tú quieres muñequita. Puerto Rico, ay, qué rica, que te digo, va que grita. El palillo, soy un pillo, ven conmigo, soy tu amigo. Enemigo, les meto un tiro, soy sencillo, no hay anillo. Oye, ya tú sabes, yo soy un rey de plata, todo como un pancake. Tú quieres goto, mami, nunca no way. Me dice a mí que yo soy peor, yo digo, mami, yo soy lego. Tú sabes, mami, soy campeón. ¿Qué?
¿Qué?
Tú no eres un cuero, tú no eres un cuero, no, no, mami, nunca te creo.
Mentiroso.
Tú no eres un cuero, tú no eres un cuero,
¿qué?
Te tiro, mami, muy lejos, no, no, mami, nunca te creo. Ella sabe ya dónde estoy, no te importa a ti dónde voy. Te digo, mami, I'm so annoyed, no quiero verte a ti hoy. Coño, mami, despégate, no me toca lo que tú crees, no soy tu novio, que tú ves.
Ay.
Una noche conmigo,
amigo.
Una noche conmigo, yo no quiero estar contigo.
Vea,
una noche contigo, una noche contigo. Ay, mami, te digo, más nunca quieres estar conmigo.
Coño,
dale, mami, te quiero. Dale, mami, te quiero. Dale, mami, métele fuego. Dale, mami, te quiero. Dale, mami, te quiero. Dale, mami, te quiero. Dale, mami, métele fuego. Menéalo así, menéalo así. Dale, mami, duro así, y menéalo pa' mí. Menéalo así, menéalo así. Dale, mami, duro así, y menéalo pa' mí.
Pero mira cómo ella se mueve.
Wow.
Has work, pero no te quede.
Uh-huh.
Mira, mira, díganme si duele.
Out.
Ah. Oye, chula, me tira.
Dime.
Si quieres traer tu amiga, ya yo tengo toda la bebida.
Lo que tú quieras.
Ya tú sabes, nos fuimos.
Uh-huh.
Ya quiere venir conmigo, por lo menos un ratico.
Okay.
Ah, bueno, le digo, te llevo a el pico.
Uh-huh.
Después de esos 100 pesos, yo lo tiro.
Yeah.
Oye, esa mierda, oye, esa mierda, no se priven, frega. Oye, esa mierda, oye, esa mierda, no se priven, frega. Mira, con y te atreva.
No.
She love the way that I shoot that gas. Send me Bobby, please give me
more.
I go off, she turn on, I roll off, she drop it low. Man, please, you already know.
Yeah.
I am pleased and I let it go.
Yeah.
I give off like old girl, round over girls, oh, what a show.
Oh,
she got it, she moving it like she bout it. She groove with it, get loose with it, little juice with it, and she wildin'.
Hey,
oh, she got it, she moving it like she bout it.
Yeah.
In tune with it, typhooning it, just looking like me, madre.
Oh.